Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always. Dave Anderson is with us. Dave's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of many books on leadership, on management, on just doing the right things for the right reasons, and including how to run your business by the book, including how to lead by the book, which is his new book. And he's also a great business manager and entrepreneur. He's got an incredible track record of having run businesses successfully. Those are the kind of folks that I like to pay attention to, and I know you do too. Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Dave, one of the things that you've been working on lately is something that we talk about on the show, and that is understanding that as you build your business, as your business evolves and grows and becomes a living, breathing entity, that it actually takes on its own personality. Only it's not a person, so it can't really be personality. And so what it actually manifests in is as a culture, right. The sort of the a behavior that's generally accepted and that's understood. And sometimes that culture is good and sometimes it's not, right?
That's right. You know, Jim, a lot of times some of the small businesses that I speak to, and, you know, I speak about 100 times a year in different places, and people say, well, we're really a small business. I mean, you know, do we really even have a culture? And I say, oh, my goodness, you can't not have a culture. Every organization has a culture. The only question is, what is it, and what are you doing to deliberately create it? Because if you don't shape it, it can end up shaping you.
Right, absolutely. Well, and that's the reason why you have to... You need to do that, don't you? You need to say, okay, what is the culture of this business? Is it when customers think about us, what do they, if they thought about the whole company, if they had to give the whole company a name or describe it or define it, if employees, current employees were defining us, if former employees were defining us, a new prospective employee came to interview, how would they define our company? Would that be a good way to approach it?
Well, it would, and sometimes business leaders, the thing about culture, Jim, is people have a hard time getting their hands around it because it's one of those kind of abstract terms, like, you know, how do I measure it? How do I improve it? Mm-hmm. And what I do in my book and in my classes to make it easier, I break it down into five pillars, and I tell people, think of this as the foundation of a house. You know, before you can build very high, before you can build a skyscraper especially, you've got to have the foundation in place, and the foundation, you know, is made up of these five things, and I give them the five components of culture so they can get their hands around it and evaluate it and come up with a plan to improve each aspect.
Right. What are they?
Well, you know, for instance, something real simple like core values. You know, core values are a big part of culture, and core values are behaviors that you've decided are non-negotiable. These are the things that you want to see from yourself and others, and they become, you know, very distinctive within an organization, your values. A second pillar are your performance standards. You know, not only do you have to have values, but you have to have certain technical things that people have to do right. You can't keep people who aren't doing the job well. It weakens the culture.
Right.
And, you know, customers can sense that. So you've got to have the behaviors, but then you also have to have the competencies. I look at core values as the character part. The performance standards is the competence part.
Right.
And then, of course, core competencies. You know, core competencies make you unique. A core competency is something a competitor would look at and say, you know what? I wish we did X as well as they do. You know, it's your strength, and you've got to build on that core competency. It's what creates differentiation between you and the competition.
Right.
It's what causes people to see value in you. And then, of course, your mission. You know, your mission's your purpose. A lot of people come up with a mission statement, they put it on the wall, but it doesn't impact anything. But your purpose for existing, I mean, is it just to make money or is it to make a difference, you know? This becomes part of your culture. Mission-driven people have, you know, have more purpose and excitement. And then, of course, the fifth component is the people. And, you know, that you have to have people who share your values, hit your standards, you know, can work within your core competencies, have strengths that align with those, and that unify behind your mission. And once you break it down into those five things, you can really say, you know what, do we have strong core values? Do we have clear standards we're holding people accountable to? Are we building on our core competencies, or have we gotten away from that, you know, and weakened our culture? Do we even know what our mission is? I mean, what is our purpose, or are we just drifting from day to day? And what are the strength of our people? Because I'll tell you this, Jim, the wider the gap between top and bottom performer in any organization, the weaker the culture.
I want to get into this. We're going to explore these five pillars of culture that Dave's been telling us about. After these messages, we're going to get more into detail with them with Dave Anderson. I'm Jim Blassingame, 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.